So yesterday I was driving 259 kilometers per hour. I don't know what that is in miles, maybe 190, 200, who knows. I want to share a very important lesson I learned from that experience and what it has to do with your business. Welcome to the Healthpreneur Show. My name is Uriel Kim. If you're a health practitioner or coach looking to build a successful virtual health practice that allows you to help more people, make a lot more money, and enjoy a greater quality of life in the process, then this is the podcast for you to listen to. Let's dive in. Hey guys, what's up? Uriel Kim here, CEO and founder of Healthpreneur. And yesterday I was out on the track driving these bad boys, and specifically, let me show you my car, the red one down here. That is my McLaren 720S. This thing is an absolute beast. And took it out on the track as McLaren had about 35 different other their customers, brought their cars out on the track, and we had a blast. But one of the things I want to remind, just kind of hopefully hit home in this video, is the danger of trying to do things by yourself, okay? And I want to show you a little video clip of one of the laps that happened yesterday, okay? So I'm going to just switch over here for a sec.
See there, that my wheel input hasn't changed. I just tucked my elbow there, and then I got a nice steady input. Smooth brake pressure. Waiting on the throttle, now I'm starting to roll into the throttle, and I get a much better exit that way. Right here, I like to stay about mid-track. See, we're closing on him pretty hard, so I better back it out. Closing rate's pretty high when you're when you're going pretty quick, right?
Well, it's a definitely different feel than when I'm driving.
I like to tell everybody, when they come out to do this stuff, like if I went to your work on Monday morning and just tried to do your job as good as you right away, right?
Yeah.
It takes some time. You can see, just a nice smooth turn in, right? No drama.
Yep.
Wait on the throttle till about here, and then I give it a little bit of throttle in a straight line. Get the car down to the apex. Smooth acceleration. The rotation in the rear there, right?
Yep.
That's the feeling you want to feel.
Okay, so anyways, I don't know if you can hear any of that, but obviously that was me in the driver's or in the passenger seats and an instructor driving my car like a maniac. I shouldn't even say like a maniac, like someone who actually knows what they're doing. And what it showed me was what the car was capable of, what I didn't even know. And I just want to go back here for a second to show you one thing here. If you look at the speedometer here, okay, that says 232 kilometers per hour. Now he got it up to more than, I think it was about 260 by the end of the straightaway. Again, kilometers per hour. And the reason that's important is because before I had him in the car, I was doing maybe 210, 215. The straightaway is pretty straightforward. You just put your foot down and hope for the best. But the corners and the turns are really where the magic happens. Now, being the first time taking this car on a track, and this is a former F1 track, okay? So this is a serious, really an amazing circuit. But I had no clue what I was doing. I mean, I knew how to turn and you try to do your best to find the lines and the right path through the track. But the thing here is that until you have someone showing you what to do and how to do it properly, you're wasting your time. And in this case, burning tires, i.e. taking turns in such a way that you're actually degrading the tires more than if you handled them better, killing the brakes because you're not sure how to apply pressure or not, or too much or too little. And when you have someone like this, you know, instructor who's driven this track thousands of times, it's like he's going for a friggin' picnic, driving 260 kilometers an hour, no problem. Like he's got one hand on the wheel. I mean, obviously that's not the best guidance, but he's showing me when you do things properly, you don't have to grind and hustle all the way through. It's nice and easy, even if you're driving at 260 kilometers an hour. So the lesson I learned from this, and this has actually happened a few times in different track experiences that I've had with other cars, is you will only get so far by yourself. You can only go so fast by yourself, and you have no clue what your potential is until you have someone else help you see what your potential is. So what does this have to do with you and your business? Well, what you guys do for your clients is exactly what that driving instructor did for me in the car. You are able to show your clients what's possible for them. You know this with 100% certainty that they will drive the car better, quote unquote, with you in the car with them than if they try to do this by themselves. They will get better results if they know exactly how to drive the track, metaphorically speaking, than if they try to figure it out by themselves. Now, could someone still drive the track without an instructor? Yeah, totally. But what could happen? End up in a wall? Actually, the first time I drove this track was a number of years ago with a different car, and it was a BMW day, and the organizer of the event on the second turn drove his M5 into the wall. That's what can happen, okay? And I'm not saying like he was an inexperienced driver, but a lot of times we think we know how to do things, and sometimes we do, but the reality is if you don't know how to do what it is you want to do, then you should probably not try to do it by yourself. Because as soon as you've had that instruction, as soon as you've had that guidance, everything changes. And so this is exactly what you provide for your clients, and this is what we provide for our clients, right? Another way to think about this is McLaren costs about $300,000, okay? Which is arguably, this, ironically, the same as what many health professionals pay for professional schooling. So in my mind, it's like you spend $300,000 on a car and then you don't even learn how to drive it properly. What's the point, right? It's like you go to school and drop $300,000 on a degree, on your professional education, and then you don't even learn how to build your business. That's what this is like. And why people come to work with us is because we end up becoming the driving instructor of their business, showing them exactly what to do, exactly how to take that amazing supercar that you are, that you have, and show you how to get the most out of it. Because there is nothing worse, and I don't understand this, guys who buy these supercars, specifically Ferrari and Lamborghini owners, they're show ponies. They don't even put any mileage on the cars. So they buy these cars, they drop a tremendous amount of money on them, and then they don't even drive them. And what's the point of that? Other than, you know, boosting ego, etc. What's the point of getting a degree, of becoming a naturopath, a chiropractor, etc., if you don't even know how to build the business, if you don't even understand what is possible for you and the magic you have to offer so many people? So anyways, I hope this video makes a little bit of sense for you, because if right now, I want you to think of this, and I shoot these videos for you guys always from two perspectives. One, with how you view your business with your clients, how you can communicate with them, but also thinking about your business as a reflection of possibly working with us. Because at the end of the day, like whether you want to work with us or not, it's fine. Like at this track, Mosport, they're going to, like whether I drive on that track or not, they don't care. They're going to have track days every single day with different corporate events, with different dealerships, with different car companies, regardless of if I show up on the track or not. And it's the same thing here. It's like, yeah, we would love for you to drive our track with us, but regardless, we're going to have track days no matter what. What I mean by that is we're still going to be helping clients left, right, and center, whether you work with us or not. But we obviously want to be able to help you. You have to obviously meet us halfway, drive to the track so we can, you know, get you in the car and show you what's possible. A lot of metaphors in this video. So I want you to think about this and ask yourself, if I'm not where I want to be, do I know how to get there? And I'm going to share one last story with you that came up yesterday. So one of our team members had a call with someone, a naturopathic doctor, who actually went to school with one of our best clients and didn't even know that, that she was one of our clients. And then it turns out she actually had a call with me 4 years ago. So I believe it was with me or one of our other team members 4 years ago. And she didn't enroll with us at the time for whatever reason. That's fine. 4 years later, she's still in the same position. And that's got to burn. That's got to really, really sting you. And I want you to think about this in your business. If you are in the same place you've been in for quite some time, you need to get really upset about that. And I've talked about this many times before. It's very easy to think that things are okay. You know, you got a, you know, house, food on the table, you're squeezing by. It's not that bad, but maybe it kind of is. And everyone's breaking points are different. So this individual wanted to be earning about $150,000 a year 4 years ago. She still wants to be making that same amount of money right now. So if you think about this, her not knowing how to make that money, i.e. build her business, help more people, has cost her $600,000. The COI, cost of inaction, $600,000. And this is what trips me up, is everyone's so concerned about, like, what did so-and-so make, right? What did the classmate I went to school with, what is she making now? It doesn't matter, because you guys probably didn't get the same grades going through school. How is this any different, right? If she failed or did great, what does that have to do with you? So everyone's worried about what's this like, what if this doesn't work out? What if I lose my money? You know what you should really be worried about is, what if I keep doing what I'm doing right now and I continually lose $150,000 a year because I don't know how to make $150,000 a year? You have to really, really get viscerally moved by that proposition, because that's the situation. And I understand everyone's not ready to go now. But if you had a call with us 4 years ago and you're still in the same place, and then you still need to wait several more months to make a decision, let's just be honest, it's never going to happen. So please don't say you want it to happen. And where am I going with this? I don't even know. There was probably a point to this whole thing. Anyways, get an instructor. Get someone who can show you what's possible with your vehicle, and your vehicle is your business. Now, final thing is, our goal is to help you drive in a McLaren. I think they're the best cars. They are the best cars. Ferrari, Lambo, Porsche, whatever, they're okay. But if you like driving, McLaren's the way to go. So I'm going to be very biased. If you want your business to drive like a McLaren, if you want to get from A to Z faster, not necessarily easier, but faster, that's what we're going to help you do. If you want to jump into a broken down 1970 VW Bug and get from A to Z, that's fine as well, right? You can do the $2,000 Murray Forleo B-School courses, or the Dean Graziosi and Tony Robbins KBB, or like the 5-day free challenges. And like, you'll get there eventually, maybe. It might take you several years. But if you want to get 5 to 7 years results in 12 months or less, then you'll jump in the supercar with us and we'll show you how to get around the track a lot safer, a lot faster, and without the grind. So if that's of interest to you, obviously let me know in the comments below. Let's have a conversation to see if you would be a good fit for us to work with, right? And if not, that's totally fine. Hopefully this video has made sense for you in either way, shape, or form. Hopefully you guys have an amazing day. And remember, every single day you delay, someone who could use your help is suffering, including yourself, if you're not currently where you want to be. How much longer do you want to wait? How much longer do you want to wait? If you've enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the Healthpreneur Show podcast. And while you're there, I'd really appreciate it if you left a 5-star rating or review, if you feel it merited that. At the same time, if you'd like to connect with me, the best place to do so is on Instagram. You can find me. I am at Healthpreneur. And be sure to tune in and subscribe to our YouTube channel on YouTube. Just search Healthpreneur and you'll find all of our great videos there as well. That's all for today. I appreciate your time and your attention. Keep doing the meaningful work that you are doing, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.